Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes, and I am the host of the Jupiter Rising Show. We are a metaphysical and astrological show that comes to you each week with lots of good information and good entertainment. So don't forget the Jupiter Rising Show right here on Saturday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on KKNW Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the last half hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're out at 10:30 today for Husky Women's Basketball, but normally we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website, and that would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link at the on the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, and that will click you through the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there, and check out all the great stories and videos and photos of animals that I post all the time. And there one of my favorites, I finally figured out how to share it. And it's this guy waking up in the morning with his golden retriever that has got to snuggle all over him. And it just delights my heart because it's just like my Robbie. And my Robbie would do exactly the same thing every morning if I'd allow him. But I, as the behavior therapist and trainer, I don't let him, you know, do that with me,
but he certainly would, and it's so cute. So check that out, the Golden Retriever snuggling his dad in bed every morning. Very, very cute. And and there's one. It's one of those weird breeds of squirrels, and I don't know. It's the squirrels that have the big tufts that are like horns that come up on their hair, and this little squirrel comes to this lady's window every day, and he brings a dried seed to trade for nuts. And she can pet him and all. Oh, it's so cute. But that one's up there, too, towards the top. You should really check those out.
One was really cute. Yeah. But you know what the first thing I thought of is, please, don't touch it.
Oh.
That silly person.
But
please,
it was very cute.
Please.
Because they're squirrels doesn't
cute.
Mean. Yeah, it's very, very cute.
Pretty cute.
So anyway, check it out. Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. So let's see. It is, it's kind of technically Kathy's last call screening day here on Animal World. I really don't know what's going on because I thought today was last day completely, but sounds like you're going to be in next week with Kevin one more time.
That's what I thought the plan was.
But we're,
all
the messages, everything I got from you when I got the letter, I thought, oh, okay, this is the last Sunday today. So I don't know. You better check with Kevin because I was confused. But at any rate, Kathy is here in the studio with us, and we're just going to chat our way through this half hour to kind of celebrate Kathy. But
it'll
first thing
fun.
I wanted to say is we were talking as soon as Kathy got in here, she says, where are those Northwest Stream Center things on the current events? Because maybe I'll take the kids now. And because you and I, we took a trip up there together and did the elevated nature walk, you know, over the streams and everything. It's
amazing.
Really lovely.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, really, really great place to visit. And so you're thinking, you definitely said you wanted to take them to the All About Bears.
Eve. To see that. Oh.
Yeah, the bear, and I have seen that program. It is excellent. And Nick George, from one of the Department of Fish and Wildlife officers, Nick's been in the studio.
I remember.
He will be doing the talk and have his Carilion bear dog with him, and the dog usually wanders through the crowd. You get to meet them, and then they do a demonstration of chasing off a bear, but it's geared for kids, you know, because it's a human in a bear suit sort of thing.
Okay, so I was wondering.
Yeah, no, so it's really cute, and anyway, it's a great program. And then I also thought, well, you know, if you're going to go see bears, you ought to go see the Ghastly Gourmet and do the Vulture Show too, and get to meet a vulture in person.
It's at the same place, right?
Yeah, same place. Yeah,
and so it's not the
different
same day.
Different date.
Is it on here too? On the
Ghastly Gourmet is Sunday, March 22nd.
Okay. I'm writing that down.
And the all About Bears is Saturday, February 29th.
Got it. Yep.
Well, maybe that's why you're leaving Animal World, so you can go to the Ghastly Gourmet
you
with the kids.
You got it.
Okay.
But then, Martha, you'd be coming too. I couldn't do that without you.
All right. Okay. And so then I want to finish up because we
we've got a phone.
No. I guess we better talk to our caller on line one because obviously he's listening and I don't know what's going on, so maybe he does. Well, good morning. You're on live with Kathy and Martha.
Hi, Kevin.
Well, good morning, ladies.
Hello.
So tell me, am I coming next week or not?
I don't know. You get to decide what you want to do.
Oh, of course.
Well, so you can see, Kevin and I don't really know what's going on. So,
well, first of all, I want to say this was a real shock, Kathy, and we both care for you a lot. You've been so good with Martha for all those years. I'm glad you had a chance to spend time with her, and we've got a lot going on next week. So, I'm looking forward to you're bringing a friend who has got a remarkable story and. We've got a full lineup, so I'm looking forward to that as well.
Oh, good! It's going to be good. I agree.
Okay, so it sounds like it is going to be Kevin and Kathy one more time on Animal World,
right.
And then it
well,
will be.
Yes.
And then it will be just Kevin.
Yes.
And all his wonderful
Well,
guests.
Just? No, I'm kidding.
Just Kevin. Just little old Kevin.
But you know, Martha, I've been listening to the whole show, and I do have a short story to tell, if I can,
okay.
that has helped me a whole bunch. You know, I was moving. I was moving into my new place. And I was doing something silly, and
Uh-oh.
I tripped over the stairs and and hurt my shoulder. I have a rotator cuff problem now, and I can't really raise my arm.
Uh-oh.
But if you remember, and so I was concerned about how I was going to get to the studio, but if you remember, when we were talking with Matt Shea a couple of weeks back, we live in the same place.
Yeah, well, okay, well, this is kind of Divine Mother, you know, for everybody. I turned the show over to Divine Mother some time ago, and ever since then, things have been moving at lightning speed, and all this stuff just keeps happening. Well, one of the things is, and then the long and short of it is Eileen Grimes from Jupiter Rising Show. She told me about Matt Shea, and then I connected with, and then turns out he's a big fan, he's this prolific author and these great books, and all of that. So then he joined our family, and then Kevin and Matt had come to the studio, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago or so or something, to meet me after the show. And in the meantime, they met each other before I got down there, and lo, to find out, you know, that Kevin's moving like within a block of Matt's house. So they're now
great?
They're living together. And it's kind of like do-do-do-do. We got a lot of synchronicity going on here. So does that mean that that Matt will chauffeur you around if you can't drive?
Yeah. He you know, I have to tell you, and you know this because you've talked to him. He is such a wonderful human being. I haven't met anyone as pure as he is. He's just a wonderful guy. And yeah, he said, give me a call and I'll be there in 2 minutes, whenever you need me.
Yeah. And it just, yeah. And as you start reading his books, I was telling everybody earlier that, you know, I just adored the Meadowdale Community Project and cried through the whole book. It is just so exquisitely simply done. And really will open your heart. And then I started the second one, and he told me that most people say their favorite of his books is The King of Coleman Hill, I think. And so I just started that this week, and it is immediately engaging, just like the other one. And he's just so good at laying out a story. And man, yeah.
It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, he's like an angel in a human suit. To bring through these stories is pretty miraculous. Anyway, so now he and Kevin are living together. So, well, not literally, but, you know, they're in the same neighborhood now. But, you know, I thought what you were going to say, Kevin, when you fell and hurt your shoulder, I thought you were going to say the first thing I did was call Linda Rasmussen for a remote. Have you done that?
That's on my – well, this is a recent development. It's on my agenda. But, I have to have an MRI and all that
stuff.
Well,
yeah, but before you do that, get Linda involved so that it won't be as bad as you think it is.
I will do that, and I promise. But I wanted to – while I'm here, I wanted to talk just – briefly about next week's show because,
yeah.
Of course, Matt Shea's going to be on, and he's,
right.
And we're going to kind of have a round table discussion about finding your passion and living to your highest good. We've got an author coming in after Matt, and her name is Belinda Farrell, and she's written a book called Find Your Friggin' Joy. I thought that was
okay.
And it's an amazing book, and it's she's got an amazing story of what her life has been like and some of the things that she's had to go through and still is looking out after it positively and moving forward. And then the third guest is Kathy.
Oh,
is
wait a minute. I'm just going to tell you a little something, just in case, because I don't know who this author is or whatever, but Finding Your Friggin' Joy sounds interesting. But I just thought I'd let you know. Do you know where your joy is?
Where my joy is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, honestly, my joy is sitting next to you in the studio.
Nope. the joy that you're all looking for, it is within you. Joy is within you. Okay? That's what my little symbols here that I have on my heart, on my ears, and joy is within you. That's the Ananda symbol. So If the author says anything else, well, I don't know, but you can use it. Yes. Hopefully she's already figured that out, mm-hmm. that it comes from within. So anyway, well, so you got her on, and then what's going on?
Well, and then Kathy, would you tell us about Lisa?
Yes, I have a, you know, I haven't seen her in years, but I don't want to get into the full story. And just became aware of her through Facebook, and she's an amazing person for all the challenges that she's been through and still does go through, but she's so inspiring and wonderful, just a sweetheart. So we'll get into the rest later. I don't want to ruin it for next week.
Okay, so it's uplifting guest next week, Lisa,
absolutely.
That Kathy
yeah.
really loves. And
yep.
But
she's
you'll
got
have
a
to
great,
tune in next week
story.
To find out what it's all about.
That's right.
That anything else, Kevin?
I just wanted to say it's great to have both of you on the air at the same time. And Kathy, you know, if we have two and a half more hours to convince you of something other than what you're thinking. So we will be working on that.
Don't start, Kevin. Do you guys know of a she was in the news on one of our local TV stations. No, radio. Her name is Ursula. And she's been in news for, 30, 35 years? And just kind of step back a little bit. I don't know what we were talking about, but I got teary-eyed on air. And I got home, and I just beat myself up. I'm like, that is just not professional. You cannot be doing that. Well, step forward.
I do it all the time.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah, you do. But anyways, so Ursula gets on, and, you know, she's so well-known, and she says that she's leaving news, and she's taking on a new position at the station doing a new show, and she started crying. And I just went, yes! Ursula does it. I guess I'm okay if I do it, too. So,
oh, so me doing what wasn't good enough for you. You had to wait for Ursula to do it, and then it's okay.
You just have...
Okay, now we know. All right.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, you have just a way of doing it where you kind of don't know if she's getting teary-eyed. Martha's got a little, you know, she kind of hides it pretty well. Anyways, we're not going to get into
the
this.
The other thing is you're often on the phone, so you don't hear everything that's going on.
This is true, yeah.
But anyway, Kevin,
okay.
Thank you so much for
you,
giving
Kevin.
Us a call, and it's wonderful to, you know, be able to... for both of us to wish Kathy well on her new journey, which she doesn't know anything more about it than we do at this point, but she just feels really intuitively guided that it's that there's something else she's being called to do. But sometimes you have to close the old door before the new one opens, so we'll just see.
And
of course, we've let her know that the door is always opened here on Animal World.
And
you gotta follow your heart.
And, you know, thank you, Darcy.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Darcy. I'm so grateful for her.
Yeah, so you've been talking with Darcy, and she's been helping you get some clarity and so forth, which you still aren't really clear, but you're clear on the fact that
like you said, sometimes
it will all come together,
and
we'll see how this unfolds.
Just trust.
Well,
yep.
We'll see everybody next week.
I trust. Kevin, yes, you two have a wonderful show next week, and you know, hope your shoulder is doing well, but, you know, get a remote as soon as you can with Linda. That will
help. I'm going to.
All right.
That will help.
All righty.
Take care,
thank
ladies.
You, my friend. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Checking in. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye for
bye-bye.
Now.
All righty. We better take care of our advertisers before we run out of time, and then we'll see if we have time for pet holidays when we get back. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Matt Shea is an author as well as an advocate for both senior citizens and animals, and he has some fascinating stories to tell. To learn more about Matt and his books and for free stories, visit his website, mattsheabooks.com. That's mattsheabooks.com. His book, The Meadowdale Community Project, focuses on animal causes, and Matt is extending an invitation to Animal World listeners to check out his book. Reach out and say hello and share your input. Learn more about this local author and his passion for helping animals and seniors by visiting mattsheabooks.com. That's mattsheabooks.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're out at 10:30 today for Husky Women's Basketball, but normally we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements. Remember, it's N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. The best odor neutralizer on the planet, that would be Anti-Icky Poo. It is better than anything else available, and the best on animal urine, especially cat urine. Really, really works. You can go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on the Anti-Icky Poo link on the home page, and that'll get you the information you need. And then, of course, our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner and energy code practitioner, and she's offering a free introductory session for any of you that ask. And she can do it in person in her office at Interspace, the old Rainier Brewery, or remotely over the phone. And all you got to do is call her or text her. And her number is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And then check out mattsheabooks.com. You'll love the books. And, of course, if you have problems with your dog or cat friends, that's where I come in. I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if I love referrals. So if you or anyone you know has problems with their dogs or cats, tell them to give me a call. I'll talk to them for free. The number's 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then. My goodness, Kathy, we are just about out of time. But, you know, I can't thank you enough for all your, you know, your 8 years of service here on Animal World. It just has been such a pleasure to have you. And you know, you've done so many wonderful things for us and created a lot of really neat, you know, we didn't have phone logs and keep track of call and all of that stuff before you started. And you started all that stuff for us. So we owe you a lot.
It's been fun. I've loved it. It's one of the highlights in my life. Is working with you.
Okay, what's your
and Mike?
For anybody that's listening, we would like to add a new call screener to our family here at Animal World. It's a volunteer position, but you don't have to commit to every Sunday. And you know, Stacy's still here, and Kathy's made up some wonderful little packages for our new call screener and so forth. But how about your best sales pitch? Convince somebody to give me a call that wants to.
Oh, it's well, you know, I've been here for 8 years. That's how wonderful it is. Stacy's a wonderful, warm, caring, kind person, and you'll really enjoy working with her. You'll go through a little bit of training, and it's not a big deal. So I know a lot of people who've come in before were a little nervous about doing it, but piece of cake.
It isn't difficult.
Piece of cake. It's just fun. And then all of a sudden, you'll become friends with all the people who call in.
Yeah, it's because wonderful. You develop kind of a fan club of your own just on the phones and talking to people.
Wonderful, down-to-earth, lovely, lovely people. You'll have fun. It's a good experience, especially if you've been interested in radio. You know, it's kind of fun to be in the studios and chatting with Martha. And
yeah, it's interesting because that, you know, has always been something that you've been very interested in, Kathy, mm-hmm. Want radio, and then you always wanted to do your own show, and you do two shows, and then you're gone. It's like, wait a minute, what happened here? So that's why I'm like Kevin said, it was
what
a shock.
Happened?
Well,
yeah.
A shock to me too, and we
to
still
me.
Don't understand what's going on.
I don't
on,
either.
But
I don't
we figured
either.
Divine Mother has a plan, and Kathy's
she
being,
does. And
at
you
least
know?
From your own intuition, you feel like you're being called to something else.
Not but, totally sure how that's going to pull off, but you know what? It works for you, Martha.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be afraid, you know.
I trust. Well, and of course she knows. She can always come back here whenever she wants to, so it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you back anytime.
Well,
and
I'm sure you'll be short someday.
You may pop in to help us out once in a while and so forth. But so if you're sitting there thinking, gee, it sounds like fun, I'd like to do it, well.
Oh, you really need to. It's so much
fun. Don't let
fear
stop you.
Oh, no.
Pull up your big girl or big boy pants and give me a call. So if you're interested in becoming a new volunteer call screener, just give me a call, 360-217-7258, or shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Gosh, and we are approaching the end of the show. We're making room for Husky Women's Basketball at 10:30. And then next week, Kath, you're going to be in one more time for Kevin and Kathy.
Yep.
Positive Talk with Kevin and Kathy one more time, and then it'll just, you know, it'll be Kevin. But you got Matt Shea in, and you're bringing your friend Lisa with apparently a very motivating and impressive story and some other guests as well. So hopefully y'all can tune in next week, and we're getting close to the end of the basketball preemptions. I think you're out at 11:30 again next week, but no more big preemptions like we have this week. This is our one time in the season that we lose half of the show, but it'll just be out at 11:30 for a couple weeks or so, and then we're good.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much for everything you've done for Animal World, Kathy, and wish you the absolute very best, and that you just, you know, follow your heart and trust.
Yes.
You trust. And keep us posted.
Love you, too.
Love you, Mike.
Too. You're
and
awesome,
Mike.
Too.
So, as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things. And Kevin and Kathy, we'll talk to you again next week.